Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at HigherAscent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirl. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shea. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody. It's Becky Christensen, and this is She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. I'm joined tonight with my guest co-host, my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shea. Vicki, are you there?
Hey, Becky, I am, and I know that you are on the road tonight, and I certainly hope you pulled off the road so we can make sure you're safe for the next 30 minutes.
Well, I have discovered, I was telling listeners, I was telling my aunt before the show went live that I wasn't quite sure where I was at, but I did see we just passed into Utah. I'm 75 miles from Ogden on my way to Las Vegas, because we are all going to be together tomorrow, Maria, Vicki, myself and all of our crew in Vegas for the WNFR. I'm super excited. Vicki, what time do you fly out?
I fly out of Austin at 2:45, and with the time difference, I arrive in Vegas at 3:45. So it's longer than an hour, of course, but anyway, I'm looking forward to it. It's a straight through flight. Can't wait. So many exciting things taking place, Becky.
Well, and, you know, it's the wrap-up show, so we do this at the end of every month now, and it's a fun little thing to do to kind of regroup and kind of reflect on what we've done in the past month and where we're going in the month to come. And, well, with the finals coming up and, you know, rolling into December and the holidays, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I know I got to enjoy my Thanksgiving with my kiddos, and we just want to sit this night. We've got a lot of things going on. Obviously, of course, we've got Vegas and our show live there, and we are really excited. Like I said last week, we're going to be able to bring those shows. They will be pre-recorded or recorded live, and then we'll be rebroadcasting when we get back to share if we're able to send them in. We're just jam-packed. Yes, I can't even. We worked hard, and we've had the help of Kevin Pimpardo, who is from formerly the PRS, and he's still be joining us halfway midweek, being a guest co-host. Donald Lynn is unavailable to be with us, so we're really excited about that. Kevin, thank you. Becky, what are you most excited about?
You know, actually, Becky, you know, when you think National Finals Rodeo and WFNNR, you know, 2015, so many things going on this year, but the things that I'm really excited about is we have, like you said, we have a full card of guests that are just fantastic. And we're going to have a lot of guests from NFR's yesteryear. And like everyone knows, we are all about the stories behind the stories and connecting the past to the present to the future. And so there's some great, great stories there, and I'm looking forward to each and every day.
Oh, I am too. You know, we're going to, if you guys don't know, if you're down there and you want to know who's going to be on our show, you know, it's got to show up. Show up between 12:30 and 1:30. It's going to be a surprise each and every day. The guest list is on our website, on Facebook. I'm going to check that out. he's got going on and he's every day. And if you can be there every day, great. If you can't, make sure you pop by and make sure you come say hi. We love to know that our listeners are there supporting us. We appreciate very much that. We appreciate our sponsors, American Hat, Full Radio, MK Full Lab, Trace Rios, Rodeo Spot Marketing. We just couldn't do it with all of, without all of the fuel nutrition, and they are the ones that are making it possible to this year. So we're excited about that. We had great guests this last month, and you know, going into December, we're probably going to, with the holidays and everything else, we'll probably just be rebroadcasting some shows for you while we're in Vegas, and then once we get back, we'll be broadcasting the shows live. And then we've got a couple live guests in January. I know we've got Matt Dunsmore coming on. He's a bull rider from the Midwest. Final cowboy, and he's just a great friend. Vicky and Brett, didn't Brett go to school with him?
He did, yes. He did go to school with him, Becky. Becky, we are having a super hard time, honey, trying to hear you tonight. I know you're pulled off to the side of the road, or so you told us, but you're kind of in and out there, hon. So if you can take a look and see where you are, we can hear you better now.
I've got full bars, so I should be good. Maybe my volume is down. So if not, Becky, just take it away. If you can't hear me, just step in and you know, entertain our listeners. But that's what we're good at. We're good at tag team. So.
Well, you know, Becky, you had me really worried, and so did Maria. We couldn't hear you, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to sing. I don't sing.
Well, so let's just do this. I want to bring on, you know, we're really excited about 2016 and what we've got going with our ambassador program. So we have with us our first ever Miss, well, second, I'll get myself, but we're starting Miss Pacific Northwest Ambassador this year for She's Gone Country. And this is going to be something, a call to entry. We're going to start in January. And we are going to be looking for ambassadors all throughout the U.S. that want to represent our brand, She's Gone Country, and be out there and marketing CR. And so with us tonight, I have Sarah McCray on the phone. Sarah, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Woohoo! Well, I'm going to do this right now. Vicky, talk with Sarah a little bit and tell her why we're so excited about this. And Sarah, I want you too to share a little bit with our audience about why you're so excited to be joining this fun little venture we're doing next year.
Well, okay. This is Vicky, and you know, Becky, you're right. I am so excited. As I know everyone involved with She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls, we all are. And Sarah, you know, it's with great pleasure and a very happy heart that we welcome you as the first ambassador to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. And what this means, audience, is that, you know, Sarah is going to be out there. She's going to be on the road. She's going to be representing the CB Cowgirls and everything that is Western and everything that we all love about the Western way of life, our history and what we stand for. So we're really excited to have Sarah out and about representing us. And as Becky spoke a little bit about earlier, we are going to expand this ambassador program. And Maria is probably, you know, Maria, you are the inspiration to do this, and you stood, you know, beside us all the way. Maria, by the way, all of you know that she is our producer. And so, Maria, if you have a few words, they would be welcomed.
Well, I'm excited to watch everything that's happening, and you've got to know that it puts a lump in my throat because it's a dream, and Becky, I'm so proud that you have taken this and confirmation that dreams come true. And when you get a group of people that are just focused on what God wants them to do for their own lives and they do it, it is so amazing, Sarah, to watch you take this banner. Hold on, I'm getting a weird call. Hold on, that's weird. That's really weird. My phone is calling, or my computer's calling me. Anyway, Sarah, it's funny because when we, in fact, Tres Rios Silver is the one who sponsored the banner. And I remember Becky saying to me, why are we buying, you know, investing into this banner? Because I'm not going to be wearing it, because she got promoted to the U.S. ambassador. And I said, because God said so. okay? We just have to, and God said so. And so for me to be able to watch Becky make this dream come true and to build an ambassador program that's just going to elevate and empower She's Gone Country, Sarah, welcome to the family. I'm blessed to be watching all that's happening.
Thank you very much, Maria. And as you speak about everything should happen for a reason and God's going to take care of us, I had the same kind of feelings in all of this and joining the family because I recently moved to a new area, took a new job, meeting new friends and family, but really felt like something was missing in my life for to give meaning or to make me feel like I had something that was really special to get to share with others when they ask me how I'm doing or what I'm up to. And so when Becky contacted me about this position, it was just like my prayers had been answered at the same time as hers.
Well, I'm just, like I said, it's truly a platform that I pray you stand on proudly and you just go and represent what the Christensen brothers and the cowboys and the cowgirls and everything She's Gone Country is all about, because it truly is something that I think this generation really needs to go back and remember and getting back to our roots. So I am blessed and congratulations on you becoming the first or the second this Pacific Northwest ambassador for She's Gone Country.
Well, Maria, this is Becky, and Sarah, Becky and I echo everything that Maria has just said, and I would really love if you could take a couple minutes, Sarah, and let our listeners know a little bit about your background, because you have a history and a background to share with others as well.
Absolutely. So for those of you that don't know, I'm originally from Portland, Oregon. I grew up for my first 12 years in the city. The county fair was probably one of my favorite events to go to, but I had no affiliation with. My family grew up in the Raleigh Hills, Portland area, and Clackamas. So when we had the opportunity to move to Corvallis, Oregon, is when I got involved in horses and 4-H and the community very heavily. And I had the opportunity to start riding horses because of the generosity of my art teacher. And from that point on, I bonded with that horse, and he took me all over the Northwest representing rodeo through different queen titles that I've held. I was an ambassador for my county to promote the 4-H program itself. I had the opportunity to travel nationally for 4-H in public speaking, actually, and affiliated with the horse program itself. Through all those involvements, I decided that agriculture and animal science were some driving forces in my life. And when I went to college, I initially thought that I wanted to teach agriculture and animal science at the high school level. In going through those programs and continuing with my involvement in my local rodeo association as well as queen titles, I found that I had more of a passion for educating the youth and getting them excited about science and math and art and all those other subjects that kind of make up our whole Western heritage as well at an earlier age. So I went to school. I both obtained my agriculture degree, but also obtained a teaching degree for early childhood, and that degree has taken me down my path to teaching in Redmond, Oregon, which is where I reside right now. And I teach kindergarten, a brave soul. So I, now living in Redmond, I felt like that was a great area in Central Oregon to connect with my students more on that, with a farming background and as well as in the 4-H program and things like that. So as I'm kind of setting my roots here in Central Oregon, I'm starting to get involved in more of those sorts of activities, helping in the community in that sense, such as getting involved in the 4-H program. I got to help teach kids how to show horses for the master showmanship right at the last minute at Deschutes County this year, and pretty fun. But as I'm teaching kindergarten this year, I'm still learning a lot. It's my third year teaching, and these kids come to school full of life, and my goal is to keep them engaged and excited about their talents that they all seem to have. They're all superheroes at age 5 and are the best at everything they try. So it's my job just to keep them thinking that way.
Oh, wow, Sarah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, this is Sarah, this is Becky. And I don't know, is Becky, are you still on?
Yep, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Oh, good. Okay, we can hear you. I was just going to tell Sarah what a perfect representative she is for the CB Cowgirls, because Sarah, it's about being a cowgirl at heart, and Maria can tell you that. And you know, Becky and I were very blessed to grow up in the Western way of life, and it's our heartfelt desire to share those special memories and everything that encompasses growing up Western with others. And I can see that you have that in your heart. I'm really excited for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, and this is Becky. What I'd like to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break based on identification. And then when we come back, Sarah, we appreciate you being on. We're going to talk a little bit more. I know Sarah's got her church is starting right at 6:30. So we're going to let her go a few minutes early after we come back from the break and visit with her a little bit more. And then we're going to talk a little bit more of what it's going to look like to, if you're interested in becoming a veteran and entering fall country, like your state or something. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
ForRadio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Discover the mysteries of cosmetic dentistry. For all the insider tips and wellness solutions, tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gould, Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Since 1997, Tresrio Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tresrio Silver, Llano, Texas. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team, Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen. I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Becky Christensen O'Shiel. And we are just doing our monthly wrap-up show, and really happy if you're able to join us tonight. I know it's a lot of the busy season with the holidays and the hustle and bustle of Thanksgiving and getting ready for the NFR. But, Becky, are you there with me?
I am, Becky. And I'm happy to know that you and Sabrina are on the road, and I will see you in Las Vegas tomorrow. Maria, what time do you fly in?
She might be muted out.
I muted out. So whatever you did, Becky, you sound a lot better now. So whatever you did, we are doing a fashion show at a country club here tomorrow. So I'm grabbing what I need and stopping off at the fashion show, and I will be on the road leaving Orange County, California at 1 p.m. So however long it takes, it's about a 4 to 5 hour drive. Depending.
Perfect. We can pretty much ride all at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's about a 17, 18-hour drive, and I know all my worry work families that love me so much are checking in with me every so often, going, you know, where am I at? So I am just, if you're listening, mom, dad, and Vicky's right here, so I think I got my bases covered. We are north of Salt Lake, but less than 100 miles, so we should be getting through to Salt Lake and going to stop there, visit with some friends. And we'll probably stop there for the night or go on to Cedar City and hit Vegas in the morning. We'll all be joined together. And it's going to be a great time. We're already down there. The PRCA convention is going on. And then we're going to get down there. And
gosh, just stay tuned because we'll be posting all the things that we're up to on Facebook. But tonight, we just wanted to take a few minutes and in our rapid show and tell you all to, you know, if you're down there, please be sure to stop by. We're every day 12:30 to 1:30, with the exception of, Friday the 11th. Friday the 11th is, and I wanted to touch on this real quick because if you're traveling down there, that day is a really pretty awesome day. And that day is we are going to do our show at 9:30 to 10:30. We're moving it early because we are covering the Gold Card Cowboy reunion that Larry Jordan is putting on. And so at 9:30, you don't want to miss that show. That's the day that Justin Kohler will be on doing and coming to talk to us about his documentary on Casey Tibbs, Floating Horses, and he'll be joined by his, basically the gentleman who's playing Casey Tibbs, and that's Cole Elsher. So be sure to be there that day early. I think that one's going to fill up and be packed, so you're going to want to make sure that you get a chance to come and do that, and then head straight over to the Palm, and if you can, if you haven't gotten a table, get signed up. And Vicki, is there a way for them to find that online still? If they just, can they pay at the door? Do you know how that works with the Gold Car reunion? I don't know if she's there.
Oh,
are you
sorry,
muted?
I was muted out. You know,
boy, we're having
yeah.
a rough night with the mute button.
you can pay at the door. And as late in the game as it is, I'm certain that's the way all of you that have not gotten your tickets by now will want to pick them up. So that is the Palms, and that is the World of Rodeo Gathering. And it's going to be great fun. Becky, one thing is let's touch a little bit upon our schedule for the week. I mean, you know, we start out and it's just, you know, so much going on. We've got, you know, on Thursday, December 3rd, we've got WNFR contestants. What a great lineup we have, Becky. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so the Thursday, and like Aunt Vicki said at the beginning of the show, we are all about the stories behind the stories, bridging the generations between the past generations of great cowboys and legends to the current cowboys and legends, and just really getting the heart of who they are and why they love the way they live and rodeo and everything the Western. So we have a plethora of that on our stage. So we're starting out and taking the first couple days to visit with some of our WNFR competitors that you're going to see in the arena competing for 15 days, but they're down there for those world titles. So the first day we've got some time to vet folks coming on. We've got the Trevor Knowles, Blake Knowles. You've got Dakota Eldridge, and we also have Stage 4. So they're going to be coming on. Those are steer wrestlers and calf roping. That will be the first day, and we may have some dropping guests. That's kind of just par for the course as you're listening. We may have dropping guests besides those that are standing on the stage just because we've had such a well day. So that's Thursday. Friday, we're going to do the Rust Talk event. So joining us on the stage on Friday is going to be Stephen Peebles. We're going to have Brett Stahl. We're also going to have Coburn Bradshaw. So you know, we have each event represented there that day. We also may have a drop-in from Derek Kolbaba. He's competing down at the Permit Holders Challenge on Thursday. My hunch is he may walk away with the title given the year that he's had, if all things go well for him. And he's just really been a big supporter of all we're doing. So he's coming. Saturday, Women in Rodeo. We've got great legends of rodeo from the women's realm coming on. And then Sunday, we've got Crossroads. Pam Minnick's coming on Saturday. Deb Davis, Dee DeLeo. Sunday, we're going to be blessed with Bobby Jean Olsen. She's such an inspiration. You're going to want to see her. Jamie Deering Roush with Rodeo Queen University. Oh, goodness, help me out. So then we have Monday. We have Military Monday.
Military Monday is going to be fantastic, Becky. We've got Bill McRoberts and his guest that he's coming on, and the importance of what rodeo means to the veterans. And, of course, the veterans mean everything to all of us. And so they've given so much. So that's going to be a great, great time. We've just got a full week of just absolutely fantastic shows. And like Becky said earlier, we've been so blessed to have so many. Tuesday, December 8th, is the Cowboy Reunion Review. Larry Jordan's going to be there with some special guests. Wednesday, December 9th, is the History of Rodeo with Rodeo Clowns, Barrelmen, and Bullfighters. We are blessed to have not only some terrific guests from today's pro rodeo in the bullfighting realm, but yesterday's and then even the years before. So it's going to be great, Becky.
You muted. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm right here. There's going to be so much history up on our stage. It's going to be, it's like an encyclopedia of rodeo. It's going to be great. I'm so excited for it. And then, of course, we rounded off with Butch Knowles, John Growney, Bob Fife, Debbie Garrison, and we even have Joe Frost coming on. Don't miss our show. Get there, find a seat, tell your friends, bring them along, and enjoy the trade show and enjoy our hour-long talk show and be blessed by it, because I know we're blessed by those that have agreed to come on stage. So let's see. What else? I mean, that's Vegas. And then, of course, you know, coming back, we've got the new year coming that we're going to be, you know, rolling into, and we've been blessed to visit with Sarah. I don't know, Sarah, are you still there with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, well, really quick before we end our hour, we have a few minutes. But Sarah, you know, we've been talking about our ambassador program in the first segment of the show, and we've got that rolling out into January. And you'd mentioned in the first segment, you know, that it was an answer prayer. And, you know, I think God works all things together for good, and that's, you know, Marie and I were talking about that today. And, you know, we just want to give you ladies an opportunity, too, also to really just take the passion you have for rodeo, have an opportunity to go out, and this could be for ladies between the ages of 23 to 39 is what we decided, because it's going to be, you know, that career-minded woman that really likes the opportunity to maybe do some broadcast journalism, some reporting. What are you most excited about this next year?
Man, that's an open-ended question, isn't it? The one thing that I am most excited about is having the opportunity, as you shared with me prior to coming on the show, is to kind of make the year my own and really pull some light into both the pro rodeo world, but highlighting those contestants that compete in both NPRA, which is our Northwest Professional Rodeo Association, as well as PRCA, because that's where a lot of our guys get their start before they take the road down to the NFR. So I'm looking forward to interviewing some more amateur guys too, and seeing how their start to their career is going.
Well, and Vicky will tell you firsthand, just because she's so enmeshed in that world with her grandson coming up in the ranks from AJRHA, I think I said that correctly. But it starts from when they're little till they go pro, and we need all of those different and cowgirls to grow and mature. And so that's what we're all about. Our ambassadors are going to, you know, they're going to have a few minimums that they're going to be required to do for us, and then it's going to be their year to take that title, to represent our brand in a way that is fitting to that classic cowgirl and that professional cowgirl, and make the year their own and go out and present the Western world and represent that culture, so that we can shed light on all the great, wonderful things that are going on out there in our communities and our regions and our states. So be looking for that when we get back from Vegas.
Hey, you know, and Becky, on one note before we close, you know, here I am. You know, I am the super proud Grammy, okay, because I'm going to be kind of skipping, you know, back and forth, in and out, the first 2 days of the WNFR and She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls, because I'm going to be running across to the Las Vegas Convention Center to catch my grandson, Jacob Tatum, in action at the Wright Cooper Invitational 13 and under. So anyway, I mean, you know, rodeo is a family affair from the get-go, and so that's what makes it so special and makes it so different from so many other, you know, things going on.
Yes, and I'm excited to see him too. I know we're all excited. I'm just excited for the next year and all that we've got going on. Sarah, thank you for coming on the show. I'm going to let you say good night, and have a great evening at church, and we just look forward to the next year working with you. So thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Thanks for having me, and have a great night, ladies.
Good night.
Thank you, Sarah.
And Vicki, I'm going to turn over to you. Folks, I'm going to hit the road. I've got a long road ahead of me, and I don't want my family stressed. So, Vicki, I'm going to turn over to you. I'm going to say good night. We'll see you in Vegas. Aunt Vicki, it's all you.
All right, sweetheart. Drive safe, Becky and Sabrina. prayers for everyone traveling to the NFR this time of year. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. We look forward to visiting with you later. Right now, we're going to close it out with a little cowgirl logic from Crystal Lyons. Maria, thank you. See you in Vegas.
Lyons, and I grew up in the backwoods of the Ozarks and went to a small country school. And at one time, there was two older boys who were identical twins, Dane and Wayne, and hardly nobody could tell them apart, and neither could the teacher. Well, one day, one of the boys hit this kid on the playground and bloodied his nose, and he went in to tell the teacher, and she called him in, you know, and Dane said that Wayne did it, and Wayne said that Dane did it, and they thought they had her stumped, but let me tell you, it wasn't her first rodeo. She called both them boys out to the woodshed, and she had them squalling like mash cats in no time at all. And I'm telling you what, order was back on the menu at the school. Well, times have changed, and that old schoolhouse, it isn't there anymore. We've changed as well. Now, instead of a whipping, we have time out. Oh, yeah, that strikes fear in the heart of the rebellious. And if that doesn't work, we give it a name and prescribe a drug, thus telling society as well as the kid that they just can't help being obnoxious. Thus, we must learn to put up with their bad manners and lack of respect for authority. And we now have call letters for these disorders, ADD, ADHD, and one I especially like, ADLBD, Attention Deficit Lazy Butt Disorder. Well, I realize that sometimes there are physical problems, but most of the time it's just that parents aren't disciplining their children. Society is getting more and more out of control, but do we have the nerve to handle it? Where are the woodsheds? I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Discover the mysteries of cosmetic dentistry. For all the insider tips and wellness solutions, tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gould, Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
4radio.com.